I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Welcome to the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expect has yet to arrive at the scheduled date, time, location. And on top of all this, yes, there is more. You get the personal initiative, the go-getterness, to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is there is no equality. There is no equality. Now, I know equality is a word that is on people's minds maybe a little bit, maybe at the front or at the middle of your mind right now, because a really big company known as Nike, number one sports apparel company in the world, at least by brand identity, number one out there, has this campaign going on called equality. LeBron James is wearing equality Nikes. I see people even here in Miami. I seen this guy the other day pushing a stroller with a black equality Nike t-shirt on. It's just funny to me. The whole campaign is very funny to me. First of all, let me give a definition of this word equality, and I'm going to tell you why the campaign is funny. Then I'm going to explain to you why there is no equality. If somebody told you there's equality, they lied to you. Equality is, definition, the state of being equal in status, rights, and opportunity. Okay, and today's topic is how you're going to take advantage of the fact that there is no state of being equal in status, rights, and opportunity. Understand that we are all born. I've said this before. All men are born equal. All men do not die equal. All men are born equal, but what we do in between birth and death is what makes us very, very not equal. Now, this company, Nike, who came out with this equality whole platform, I really didn't understand why Nike considered themselves, to be the ones to push a, what do you call this? A campaign based on equality, where they're selling products. They're selling you products based on you believing that if you put on this shirt that says equality, I don't know, are you unconsciously saying or believing that this is going to make people more equal in life? Do any of you have any idea how much Nike pays their factory workers overseas? You probably don't, unless you happen to be one of them, because Nike will not publish how much they pay their factory workers. But based on some information that was dug up, I'm reading this out of bizjournals.com. Back in 2001, the most recent data that this report that I'm reading has, Nike paid their employees in two factories in South Africa an average, this is a monthly average, $31.43 per month in American dollars, 2014 American dollars. $31 a month, people. The highest paid workers were in Vietnam. third highest paid were in Vietnam, $74 a month, India, $76 a month, and Cambodia, $82.49 a month, people. That's how much they pay the factory workers who make the shoes that you wear and the clothes that you wear. Do y'all know how much it costs Nike to make a pair of sneakers? It costs Nike about $28 to make a pair of sneakers. That pair of LeBrons or Jordans that you spent $200 on, if you stood in line or you were on a website refreshing the site over and over again to buy those sneakers, you pay $200. It costs Nike $28 to make them, where they pay the average worker $82.49 a month. And they're retailing for $200, and they're putting out a campaign called Equality. What the hell sense does that make? That makes no sense to me. I don't know if that makes sense to any of you. That makes no sense to me. So why Nike is trying to push equality on people, and could anybody be foolish enough to believe that Nike knows anything about equality? I don't know. But that's not exactly what today's topic is, but because they're the ones out there doing it, that is what led me to thinking about it and led me to talking about this here today. And again, as I already told you, all men are created equal. We do not die equal because we can choose to do different things between our creation and our death that makes us very much not equal to other people or makes other people very much not equal to us. Here's how you take advantage of this fact that there is no equality. Number one, understand that you control your status in life because equality is the state of being equal in status, rights, and opportunity. Have any of you heard of a situation where someone didn't have the right status and it cost them something that they wanted to get, whereas another person who had the right status was able to get it? Of course you did. So how is there equality? Have you ever seen someone's rights be violated or heard about someone's rights being violated and nothing was done about it because that person whose rights were violated did not have the right status to make anything happen about it? Of course you've heard about that. Have you ever been the person or seen someone robbed of an opportunity or denied an opportunity because of their lack of status or because someone believed they were not worthy of the same rights as another person? Of course you have. Since you have seen all of these things, then you can already agree with me there's no such thing as equality, because that's what equality is: status, rights, and opportunity being equal. They're not equal. But here's one thing, here's the first thing you need to understand about today's episode. You control your status. This is point number one. Your status means your relative standing in like, meaning your social, your professional, any other area that you're dealing with in the world, your relative standing in life. Did I say like in life? Your relative standing is your status. You can change your status anytime you want. And if you look around in life, there's very little equality in status. Can we agree to that? Whether we're talking about in high school, in an office building, in athletics, in the business world. I mean, Nike knows there's no equality. There's no equality between Nike and another apparel company that's trying to put their, is there equality between Nike and big baller brand? No, Nike is way bigger than them and could outspend them advertising wise in 1 second. Nike spends about $100 a second on advertising. That's a stat. $100 a second in marketing dollars. There's no equality in that status. The thing is about status, I'm not telling you that to make you feel small, but to tell you that you can change your status anytime you want to. The great thing about this world, especially this country of America that we live in, I don't know about other countries because I haven't lived there as a citizen of those countries, but we can alter our status as we please and as we decide to at any moment. That bears repeating. Since equality is a measure of being equal in status, and we know that we're not equal in status, the good news is we can alter our status as we please and as we decide to. Not as you're given the opportunity to, not as someone asks you to or tells you to, but as you decide to alter your status, you can alter your status. But it is a decision that must be made. Point number two, today's topic again is there is no equality. Opportunity. This word opportunity, a lot of people are looking for opportunity in life. People come to the country of the United States seeking opportunity. Here's the thing about opportunity, it is not equal. We do not all have equal opportunity. Isn't that something that is preached to us? I think that's something that Nike wants people to believe for whatever reason, this kumbaya campaign they got going on, bullshit campaign they got called equality. Opportunity is not equal. Does any of you know a kid whose parents are rich? Or by your estimation, rich, whatever you call rich. Have you ever known someone whose parents are rich? So they just had some opportunities that they didn't have to work for. It was just in their lap. They were born into the situation. You know someone whose mom or dad is the coach of the sports team, and they're going to get an opportunity to at least show their skills or do something or be on the team just because their mom or dad is the coach, regardless of their skill level. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever heard of that? Are you that person? Have you ever known someone who received an inheritance from their parents? Their parents died. and they got this inheritance. So they had all this money, even though they didn't do any work for the money, while you are right next to them working 50 hours a week slaving just to make sure you can pay the bills. Are these people equal in opportunity? Hell no. Do you know someone who keeps getting chances that they don't deserve? They're not doing the work for it. They're not doing half of the work that you're doing, not showing up, not being disciplined, not being efficient, not being on time, not following the rules, but they keep getting opportunities anyway. Are any of these people equal with you in opportunity? Of course they're not equal. We are not equal at all when it comes to opportunity. But here's some more good news. I gave you good news in point number one. You can change your status. Here's the good news in point number two. You can create your own opportunity at any time you wish. Point number three. Today's topic is there is no equality. Maybe you are a more empathetic person than I am. Maybe you are. I think you might be. And what you're hearing here today, me telling you that there is no such thing as equality. If you didn't know that, there's also no such thing as Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. Here's what you can do about the situation, since things aren't equal at all. You can empower yourself as much as possible. Empower yourself to the fullest extent. And then you can help those people who don't have equal status, who don't have the rights that they should be granted, who are not getting the opportunities that they should get. You are capable of doing that. But the first thing you got to do, your first step, is to empower yourself. Because if you're not empowered, you can't empower another person. I mean, if your oxygen mask is not on, you can't save somebody else from asphyxiating. So that's what you do if you find yourself in a situation. This is the good news for the empathetic individuals out there who find it very disheartening, very sad that there is not the equality that people want to, powers that be, want to preach to you that there is. We know that there is an inequality, but these are the things that you can do for yourself. So let's recap today's topic, which is there is no equality. Somebody told you there was, they lied to you. Equality, again, being the state of being equal in status, rights, and opportunity. Here's how you take advantage. Number one, understanding that you control your status, your relative standing in life. You can change your status anytime that you choose to. Anytime that you decide to, socially, professionally, athletically, financially, any way that you want. Number two, opportunity is not equal. We are not all granted equal opportunity. That's a lie. Who told you that? Where in life do you see everyone getting an equal opportunity? I can't even think of somewhere where everybody gets equal opportunity. So therefore, here's what you need to understand. You can make your own opportunity at any time. And the fact that you can choose to and take that choice and do something with it, and the fact that other people can also choose to but choose not to, this is one of the main places that inequality stems from. And number three, maybe you are a more empathetic person than me. It saddens you a bit that everything isn't all equal and people do not have the same rights and people do not get the same opportunities. And hell no, everybody is not the same status. Here's what you can do about it. Empower yourself as much as you possibly can. Therefore, you can help other people who don't have equal status, don't have equal opportunity, and do not have equal rights. You are capable of it. It is available to you, but you gotta work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.